In his review extra, we're looking at Liverpool's potential Champions League opponents, and we've got Atletico Madrid against Club Bruges, where it's a bit of a saucy little race map. You'd be surprised that it's only really when they score the fourth that Atletico Madrid actually overtake Bruges over the course of the game. But that's in part because there's a really big chance that's scored by Bruges, and then there's a second decent chance immediately thereafter where they just fail to make it two. It would have been a different game. As it is, Sean, I do sort of feel on the whole, Simeone got the game he wanted, and that's sort of the truth of this one. I'm not going to say that Bruges play into his hands or anything like that, but the way in which he'll have approached the game, the way in which he'll have thought about the game, the way in which he'll have envisaged it going, he, broadly speaking, gets.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. By way of a bit of background for it, Madrid had conceded 8 in their last 3 fixtures coming into this. When you actually look at Atletico Madrid's underlying numbers, which you wouldn't necessarily expect with a Simeone team, the stats bomb numbers, Champions League only, are absolutely appalling. Yep. For them defensively. I'll put these on X, but if you're listening, then XG conceded 7th percentile, XG per shot conceded 2nd percentile, set piece XG conceded 5th percentile. Even we might get a chance against them at attacking set pieces. They obviously generally don't press. I caveat that, as with most teams, which is the contradiction in this, that when you play out from your goalkeeper against Atletico Madrid, they press like Pete Jürgen Klopp. They are 100th percentile for high press shots in the Champions League this season. And quite bizarrely, and this is a trend you see quite a lot, is that they're 100th percentile for attacking set pieces. Yet on defending set pieces, they're abysmal. So they come into this game against a young, vibrant side. And I think a couple of things that actually straddle not just both games, but both ties between Juventus, Galatasaray, Atletico Madrid and Bruges is that when a team have been on top, the key thing is that they've moved through the gears and up the revs. And I think the teams that have been knocked out in Bruges and Juventus will both feel that they've not suffered well, shot themselves in the foot a little bit. And then when they've had their period, they've maybe not maximised it well enough.